Blackstone Audio presents Eddie Seinreiter by Adam Schwartzman. For MBS and LRS. How Nana Ofariwa Died. Within half an hour of their laying out Nana Ofariwa on the long table in the entrance hall of a rest house, people began to gather. The prominent in the hallway itself, the ordinary people on the veranda, where they crowded around the door and flowed back onto the lawn, many still damp from the evening's downpour. Slowly word passed out to the search parties that at 2 o'clock in the morning were still scouring the valleys and ridges for the lost children. Wherever two or three people met, confused words were exchanged. Found? Who? Dead? Is it not our niece we are looking for? So that later in the morning, after the sun had come up and the body had been taken away, when the children actually appeared on the main road, walking towards Aburi, nobody approached them. Nobody said a word, even as they arrived at the steps of the rest house. All through the early hours of that Monday morning, people had continued to gather, men who had been involved in the search parties, those woken from sleep, others who'd seen lights on the road at that strange hour, whole families, the youngest holding on to their parents' legs, eyes open but still sleeping. At one point the police corporal came from Insawam, then left. A blanket was placed across the body, but still it lay there, in plain sight, for 3 hours, not because the thought of moving it didn't occur to them, but because nobody dared. At a little after 5 on Monday morning, the school teacher arrived. Light had begun to gather beneath the horizon, and the sounds of the earth waking could be heard through the half-darkness and through the restlessness which was growing among those gathered there.